As we start this segment with the entertainment news, we're going to look into Hollywood and see who is dating whom. You ready? We haven't done that in a while. Apparently, Orlando Bloom and Miranda Kerr, they were married, they broke up, and now it looks like Miranda Kerr, or Kerr, whatever.
She's the one that's going out with this billionaire.
Nope. Looks like she...
Back with Orlando Bloom.
Might be hooking up with Leonardo DiCaprio now. And there's talk that Orlando Bloom may be hooking up with Liv Tyler.
The scorecard changes quickly in Hollywood.
Isn't that odd? It's just very, very odd.
Someone told me once that dating your ex. Dating your ex.
Here we go.
Is putting hope over experience.
Yeah, I would go along with that. Yeah. The coroner has released a report on the death of Paul Walker, and there's nothing really surprising here. They say that he died from injuries suffered in the crash and from the fire, which is just horrible. The driver, Roger Rodas, died on impact. Their deaths were ruled an accident. Authorities say that so far it looks like they were doing about 90 miles an hour in a 45-mile-per-hour zone. They do not have any information yet if there was any mechanical problems with the car that led to the crash.
Yeah, you got to believe it's something because this guy was a race car driver.
Well,
driving 90 miles an hour for a race car driver is like you and me driving 35.
Yeah, but going 90 in a 45 is stupid.
Well, sure.
There's it's a residential zone and somebody could have stepped out in front of him and he could have killed somebody. Stupid. Or the road has an unexpected twist or whatever and the sign is there so that you don't drive too fast and not be able to navigate the road. Stupid.
Now they've put Fast and Furious 7 on hold.
Yeah, on hold for a while.
One of the cable channels, of course, had one of the Fast and Furious movies scheduled to run that day.
Not
of course,
gonna.
They run every day. I think one of those.
Did
movies
they pull
is
it,
on,
or did they let it run?
I think they pulled it.
Yeah.
And there was a rumor going on that these guys were street racing, but that has been debunked. Right?
Yeah. Now listen, they pull rerunning of the Fast and Furious movies, but when Billy Mays died of jacking his brain up with cocaine, his infomercials were still running.
Yes, he's still pitching the ShamWow this knife set that I should buy or whatever.
You know, and it's like, Billy Mays here for mustard. And it's like, come on, man, stop. You know what it says on his tombstone, Billy Mays?
Billy Mays here?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Jeez.
Now, there's speaking of movies and from the Fast and Furious series, there's an actress from the Fast and Furious movies that has been selected to play Wonder Woman in the Man of Steel sequel. And
because not only are we getting Batman, we're getting Wonder Woman in this movie.
Now, I love the idea that we're introducing Wonder Woman, and
I don't like the idea at all.
No? Why not?
There's not a groundswell of interest in bringing back the Wonder Woman franchise. We're going to see how tight a bikini or how revealing an outfit we can get here.
Well, if we remember, those of us that are, you know, the age of us old cronies here on the show, we grew up with Linda Carter as Wonder Woman. Hello.
But if you remember that show,
I do.
It was a feminist show. Wonder Woman was always saving the guy from mortal danger. Lyle Waggoner's character.
Oh, yeah. Right. Of course.
Wonder Woman is a pro-feminist character.
And often the guy was a chauvinist pig who didn't deserve to be saved.
And yes, they gave a pro-feminist message in a movie or in a TV show with a chick that's bouncing around with her jumblies hanging out. So I remember
that's the 1970s. Yeah. You didn't see that kind of stuff on regular broadcast television.
So the actress...
Go look at a picture of that. It's not as revealing as you remember.
No, there were some that were okay. Right. You know, I mean, for that time, it was
it
like,
it pushed
hello.
The envelope for its
it
day.
It did, it did. Now, the woman that has been selected is a Israeli actress by the name of, and a couple pronunciations. It's either Gal Gadot or Gal Gadot, depending on what part of the country you're from. Anyway, she's been selected, and here's my problem. The character is Wonder Woman, not Wonder Girl. She's very young, and she's not very curvy. You know what I'm saying? She looks very skinny. And there's a lot that are saying, no, not so much. She's an Israeli-born actress. She was in the Fast and Furious movies. She served in the Israeli army.
All people have to do in Israel.
Ms. Israel 2004. So she's very pretty.
I'm looking at her picture right now.
Yes. Very pretty, very capable, but I don't think she's got everything that Wonder Woman should have.
The outfit here is more like they're dressing her in spandex or lycra.
And trust me, I did a lot of research prior to this segment of the Linda Carter Wonder Woman and Gal Gadot. I have done a comparison. My opinion is they need to find somebody a little more mature and a little more curvaceous. Now, that's a little too much. Sorry, Salma. Love you. But
in her prime, Jennifer Lopez could have been a rethought of Wonder Woman.
Jennifer Love Hewitt is more of who I was thinking of.
Speaking of cartoon characters, by the way, do you watch the TV show The Arrow?
No.
It's based on The Green Arrow.
Yeah.
They have introduced the character of Barry Allen as on that show, and he, of course, became Flash. And Flash is going to get his own TV show coming.
Nice. Of course.
Yes.
Cashing in on all that is superheroes. All right. And last but not least, Rolling Stone has come out with its article of the best TV moments of all time. They're saying that the series finale of Breaking Bad came in at number 2.
Well, this is going to be very centric around stuff that's recent, I would
Miley
imagine.
Cyrus.
Oh, come on!
Her train wreck performance at the VMAs.
Is this
was
for the
number
year?
8.
For the year?
For the year, yeah.
Okay, not all time.
Tina Fey and Amy Poehler hosting the Golden Globes is number 10. Stephen Colbert performing Daft Punk's Get Lucky is at number 12. Their number one best moment in television is the Game of Thrones. The Red Wedding,
where everybody dies.
Yeah, and I had a great idea about promoting our radio show. I was going to suggest that we buy ads for the Super Bowl, and unfortunately, they're all sold out.
So we'll have to take the $4 million and split it up between ourselves.
That's it. $4 million a spot. $4 million
a spot. So that tells you if they've sold it out already, they weren't asking enough. They should have charged more.
No, next year, man. Next year. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to play later in the day a musical Name That Tune. Rolling Stone came out with its top songs of the year. And we're going to see if...
And we won't know any of them again.
We'll see. We'll see if Tom and Chris know any of them when we play Name That Tune a little bit later in the show. We'll be right back with the Stumper, the birthdays, and we're going to fire up the Wayback Machine.
For a limited time, it's the luxury brand Holiday Christmas Winter Clearance Event. What brand? Don't worry about it. You can't afford it anyhow. Now, watch how these rich people do Christmas.
Wow, honey, a $55,000 SUV with a big red bow on it? You shouldn't have.
I know, but we're rich. I'm wearing a turtleneck and a sweater.
Money bike.
The luxury brand Holiday Christmas Winter Clearance Event. Nobody really even buys these vehicles. We just make these commercials to make you feel like garbage over the holidays. Please see your authorized luxury brand retailer and then just keep on driving. I'm not even going to bother giving you the finance mumbo jumbo here because trust me, you don't qualify. So blah, 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 yakety smackety. I'm sure your wife will enjoy the remote start you got for her 1999 caravan. Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night.
The Wisconsin Morning News to start your day.
Feedback at 8.
The biggest talkers.
And did we mention football?
There's only one station that delivers it all.
Every day.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.